Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Well, Adam has 2, Roxanne has 3, and Paula has 4 in the lead.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that means we know the order. Adam, you're in third place, so you will go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, blank made her first public address since conceding last week's election.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. A study released this week showed that users of the social media site blank engaged more with fake news stories than real ones.
Facebook.
Right. On Thursday, Donald Trump had his first official meeting with a world leader, the prime minister of blank.
Japan.
Yes. According to Chinese state media, 2 U.S.-born giant pandas are having trouble adjusting to life in China because blank.
They don't like the food.
No, because they only speak English. Oh. This week, the shareholders of Solar City approved a buyout from automaker blank.
Tesla.
Yes. After a long ordeal, firefighters in Denmark were able to free a man who'd become trapped in blank.
His own mind.
His standing desk.
The man,
although trapped in his standing desk, was able to reach the phone. He called 911, and the firefighters showed up, broke down the door of his office building with a battering ram, and found him stuck there in the standing desk. Fortunately, they were able to cut him out using the jaws of humiliation.
Speaking about the jaws of humiliation, how'd I do, Bill?
Well, Adam, you got 4 right, 8 more points. You have a total of 10, but you're in the lead.
I don't love my chances.
No, well, let's see how Roxanne does next. Fill in the blank, Roxanne. On Tuesday, former presidential candidate blank opted out of serving in Donald Trump's cabinet.
Ben Carson.
Yes. On Wednesday, Senate Democrats elected Chuck Schumer to replace blank as minority leader.
To Harry Reid.
Yes. This week, Virginia Senator blank confirmed he would not run for president in 2020.
Tim Kaine.
Right. Denver became the first U.S. city to allow blank in bars and restaurants.
Marijuana.
Yes. On Thursday, Mike Trout and Chris Bryant won baseball's blank awards.
MVPs?
Yes. This week, a man pulled over in South Carolina learned that you cannot beat a breathalyzer by blanking.
By turning it upside down and blowing on the other side?
No, by spraying a whole lot of Axe body spray into your mouth first. Police pulled over Patrick Butler for erratic driving, and when they approached his car, they found him, quote, actively spraying Axe body spray into his mouth, presumably in an attempt to fool any sobriety tests. Unfortunately for Butler, his plan did not work, and he wound up blowing both a .13 on the breathalyzer and a 9.5 on the douchebagalyzer. Bill, how did Roxanne do?
She got 5 right. That's 10 more points for her. 13, and she is in the lead now.
Oh, my.
All right. How many, then, does Paula need to win, Bill?
She needs 5.
Oh, my gosh. Paula, this is for the game Fill in the Blank. Yeah. This week, Republicans unanimously nominated blank to be Speaker of the House.
Paul Ryan.
Yes! Yeah. On Thursday, James Clapper announced his plans to resign as the U.S. Director of blank.
National Intelligence.
Yes, National Intelligence. Sorry. On Monday, PBS NewsHour co-anchor blank tragically passed away at the age of 61.
Gwen Ifill.
Yes, on Monday, Britain's National Health Service email servers were shut down after someone blanked.
Hacked them.
No, a hit reply all on a staff email, resulting in 186 million emails being sent. In a letter sent to the Nobel Prize Committee this week, blank said he would not be able to collect his prize in person.
Bob Dylan.
Yes. A study published this week finds you can mitigate some of the negative effects of smoking by blanking.
Not smoking.
No, by drinking.
Oh, by drinking.
According to the best medical study in the history of the world, this time from Germany, drinking a glass of red wine an hour before you light up a cigarette can protect your artery walls from the effects of smoking.
Thank goodness.
And, logically, if you want your arteries to be twice as protected, you should drink 2 glasses. Also, don't worry about the harmful effects of the wine, as the same report found that those can be easily countered by a brick of black tar heroin. Bill, did Paula do well enough to win?
She got 4 right.
Oh, my gosh.
Just 1 short. That means Roxanne is
our
winner this week.
Oh.